MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Chatting now with Kieran Ryan. Here's MoneyWeb contributor on everything crypto. Kieran, morning. Appreciate your time. When I spoke to my producer yesterday, I said, let's talk the Bitcoin arbitrage. But then, of course, Bitcoin does what it truthfully sometimes does best, which is a swan dive off the edge. At one point yesterday, Bitcoin was down over 20%. It had been almost 42,000 late last week. People who are new to Bitcoin might be freaked by this, but truthfully, if you've been watching the crypto space the last 5 or 10 years, this is what happens.
That's right. In fact, those who were around in 2017, this might look very familiar, because what happened then, you had Bitcoin reaching an all-time high, which at that time was about $20,000. Mm-hmm. And it spent the next year and a bit going down, dropping by 84%. 84%, and I think you and I were probably sitting through that. We're not terrified by a 20% drop anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, it's almost become immune to it. We chatted late last year, in fact, when our recorded interviews, and we were made to look a bit like mugs, because at the time of recording, Bitcoin was under 20. At the time of release, it was probably over, it was close to 40 already, certainly over 30. And it is that huge level of volatility that exists within the cryptos. We've mentioned the downside, but equally so to the upside. It doubled in literally a couple of weeks. And you know, as an investor slash trader in cryptos, it is par for the course.
Exactly. In fact, I remember the conversation we were having. You were asking me, do I think it's going to reach $20,000? Yeah. And you know, I was very brave, and I said, yes. Well, of course, it crashed right through that and went all the way to nearly $42,000. Yeah. So this is a volatile asset, and you know, a drop of 20-25% was overdue and expected. You know, when you see that kind of parabolic rise in Bitcoin, it's happened before. It always sort of comes down and it settles, but I think this time is different to 2017 for a number of different reasons. You didn't have the institutional backing behind Bitcoin that you now have back in 2017. At that time, it was mainly retail investors. Now you've got companies like MicroStrategy and like Square, big investors on Wall Street, even JP Morgan, Bank of America, giving it a thumbs up and saying this thing is going higher. That has changed fundamentally over the last few years. And why has it changed? Why is it all of a sudden getting this institutional backing? Because I think they can see some fairly reckless central bank behavior around the world with money printing, the bailouts that are happening. And that's never going to happen with Bitcoin, because you're always going to have this cap of 21 million. There's never going to be more than 21 million in issue. So that solves this one of the big problems that you have with central bank monetary policy is unlimited issuance of currency.
Yeah, and it does give independence, as Simon Dingle will insist I mention. Bitcoin might have crashed some 20-odd%, but it's still about six times where it was just a year ago. Lastly, Kieran, the reason I really wanted to chat to you is the Bitcoin arbitrage, where, and I'm running the numbers this morning, it's not as exciting. If you take Bitcoin 35,000, the Rand dollars, Rand 1555, we get to about 544,000 ZAR. But on sites such as Luno, currently it's trading at 549,000. That's only about 1%. We've sometimes seen that arbitrage up as much as 4, 5, 6%. Is that an opportunity? Albeit, we've got exchange controls and, of course, the risk of price movement to buy in the US and to sell in South Africa.
There is arbitrage opportunities. It used to be much higher. Back in 2017 in December, that arbitrage gap went as high as 24% and even 30% on occasion. It's nothing like that now. So 4 or 5% is pretty much the top end of what you're seeing when you're trying to arbitrage Bitcoin at the moment. There are ways that you can actually lock that in. So a company like OVEX here in South Africa, they would do it for you. They don't do it through Bitcoin. They do it through what they call a stable coin called TrustUSD. But you can actually lock in your arbitrage profit from the moment that you buy in. So there is no risk. That is the great thing about arbitrage, is that you're not really in the market for very long. I've done it on a few occasions where while you're waiting for the Bitcoin, you buy it cheaply overseas and you send it back to South Africa. And while you're waiting for that to happen, the price can plunge and you can lose. There is that risk. But there are a lot of companies now coming out that are doing this in some very clever ways. But as more and more people get involved in it, that arbitrage gap is becoming smaller.
Yeah.
But even 4 or 5%, after your costs are taken in, you might come out net with about 3%. It's still interesting for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
You hear about these crypto scams that are offering 10% per month. Well, arbitrage is a way of doing it relatively risk-free without having to put your Bitcoin at risk.
Yeah, without putting the Bitcoin. Although perhaps as we do more of it, classic arbitrage, it becomes more efficient and it starts to fade away. We'll leave that there. Kieran Ryan, MoneyWeb contributor in the crypto space. Appreciate the time. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.